The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Chapter 8. Russia, the God That Failed. The Russian Revolution of 1917 was a historical watershed. The overthrow of Tsarism and the erection for the first time of a society turned upside down, with workers on top and bosses on the bottom, gave inspiration to workers and the oppressed the world over. It sparked revolutionary upheavals from Europe to the Middle East to Asia. For the world's national ruling classes, Russia's Red Spectre cast a dark shadow, striking fear into their hearts. The revolution's victory over the forces of reaction convinced millions that ordinary people could rise up and seize control of society in their own interests. Socialists the world over redoubled their efforts to emulate what Russia had done. In his 1918 speech against the war, Eugene Debs expressed the enthusiasm for the Russian Revolution and the outbreak of the revolution in Germany that was felt by millions. Quote, "Like a raging conflagration, it leaps from shore to shore. The reins of capitalism and militarism has made all peoples flammable material. They are ripe and ready for the change, the great change, which means the rise and triumph of the workers, the end of exploitation, of war and plunder, and the emancipation of the race. Let it come. Let us all help its coming and pave the way for it by organizing the workers industrially and politically to conquer capitalism and usher in the day of the people. In Russia and Germany, our valiant comrades are leading the proletarian revolution, which knows no race, no color, no sex, and no boundary lines. They are setting the heroic example for worldwide emulation. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I am a Bolshevik, and proud of it. The day of the people has arrived." End quote. The revolution's isolation, degeneration, defeat at the hands of the Stalinist bureaucracy in the 1920s presented a devastating blow to the international socialist movement. All defeats are a blow, but this one was particularly damaging. In Russia, Marxism came to be associated with an ideology that represented a complete distortion, or rather, inversion of Marxism. Socialism came to be identified not with workers at control of society, but with a dictatorial one-party state and the gulag. Working-class internationalism was replaced with socialism in one country. Ideologues in both the East and the West, for their own reasons, agreed that Stalin was the natural heir of Lenin, and that the rise of his rule represented not the revolution's failure, but its logical culmination. The only difference was that the supporters of Stalin's Russia put a plus by this conclusion, and its critics a minus. Official Marxism in Russia became not a guide to action, or a theory of workers' power, but a state ideology out of which all genuine Marxist content had been wrung. An ideology justifying exploitation of and rule over the working class. In the West, reports of militarized regimentation of society, the cult of personality around Stalin, and forced labor camps became extremely effective tools in the hands of defenders of capitalism against socialism. Both the Stalinist defenders of Lenin, as well as anti-communist historians in the West, held to the view that Stalin was the natural heir of Lenin, the one to claim Lenin's heritage, the other to demonstrate that all revolutions lead to tyranny. Yet toward the end of his life, in 1922, Lenin wrote a testament demanding Stalin's removal from power in a desperate attempt to stop the growing state bureaucracy. A few years later, Trotsky took up the same theme, organizing a faction within the Bolshevik Party in a last-ditch effort to defend workers' power in the Soviet Union against its bureaucratic degeneration. There was another interpretation of the reasons for the degeneration of the Russian Revolution, a Marxist one. The Russian Revolution was not a coup, and its leaders were not master manipulators. The defeat of the revolution was not due to Lenin or any other Russian revolutionaries hankering for power, or because socialism goes against human nature, but because the economic conditions of Russia in isolation were too undeveloped, too backward, for the building of a socialist society. To understand what's being said here, we need to examine how the Russian Revolution was won and how it lost. End of section.